Welcome, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate for the next hour, your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988, Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident 77, here with talent on loan from California Department of Real Estate. As usual, the weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales, weekly, year-to-date, current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers, plus a bonus round. I took a look at the first 6 months of 06, and then I redid or I took another look at the first and second 6 months of 05. So we can go back 3 6-month periods, and I threw in condos as a as another bonus, which I don't normally do on a weekly basis. So we can look at the numbers and the median prices of all those fun facts and figures. Joining me in the second segment, a man who builds condos, John Blankenship, who is laid up with a broken leg. So we'll talk to him on the phone. Third segment, Lord knows what will happen in the third segment. How many realtors are out there anyway? This was back in May. One of every 52 adults in the state has a real estate license. Now, not all of those are obviously active or and active members of, they're not all realtors, I imagine, as well. About 500,000 real estate licensees in the state as of May 24th, 2006. It grew in 05, it grew 14% over the previous year, or prior year, whichever is correct. And they're trying to, as I recall recently, trying to do some tightening up on that to make it a little more difficult. But they, because they had some mega exams, it was just kind of a huge deal. So now we spoke with a mortgage broker last week. We talked about different rates. Another mortgage broker pointed out to me, this would be something the last week of June 2006. Of course, prime rate has gone up again. And the prime rate compared to at its low might have been a couple of years ago. His example was a homeowner could have gotten a line of credit at prime, $200,000. Or not a homeowner, but the prime rate, if you could get prime at $200,000, would cost you approximately $600, $600-plus dollars. And now it's almost $700 more than that. It's almost $1,300 to borrow $200,000. So that's significant money, and that's why I feel that the increase in mortgage loans that we're seeing is affecting the entry level, which is why we're seeing a much larger inventory of property under $1 million. I think the figure today, as of June 30th, 2006, the figure for today under $1 million, 151 properties under $1 million. Last year at this time, 64. So you think a lot of those people who had their houses wanted to sell for $1 million, $1 million, $1 million, come down. We'll get more into that in the fourth segment. But so it's affecting, although interestingly enough, and we'll talk to John Blankenship, who's a developer with, he does 2, 4, 6 unit condo complexes, anything under 10, he'll tell you why. That entry level, the condo market, has been probably the most stable of the, well, not probably, it has been. It's been very stable. Numbers are down across the board, single family and condos, but not the median price has not jumped around. So anyway, getting back to this, so what I'm saying is it more affected the rates, the entry-level buyers are more sensitive and affected by these rate increases. Again, the paradox being, though, that the median price of the condos haven't dropped, mainly because probably because there's been a lot of higher end condo selling is probably the answer there. What is telling, of course, is the number of people buying the condos have dropped. So that might be a better way to look at it and explain that the interest rates are affecting the entry level buyer. So this was a what if rates go up scenario. I don't know when this was done. This is the benefit of not cleaning off your desk. And then, you know, and then you go through your desk and you go, oh, I remember that. That was a year ago. How timely is this? What if rates go up? And you can take a loan amount. Well, I'll take any loan. Let's see. I have a loan amount here of $886,500. Why that was chosen, I don't know. There's loan amount $750,000, $886,500, $1,047,000. Very odd numbers they chose. But anyway, if you were to borrow $886,000, well, you know what? Let's bring it down to the lowest, $750,000. You're going to borrow $750,000. The payment at 5.5%, which you could have gotten a window of that last year, $3,438. Today, at 6.5%, $4,063. So that's over $600 a month. $600 a month. And $600 as a percentage of $3,400, well, 10% would be $340, so it's not quite 20%, but it's significant. That's a lot of money. That could have been paying for the, not the entire tax bill, but that's a huge swing. And for those that's showing and illustrating the effect on the entry-level buyer. And finally, the loans that we talk about, and we talked about this last week, we were talking about non-conforming loans, and there's basically a number, a loan amount. Today it's $417,000. I think it's $417,000. It might be $417,500, but I think it's $417,000. And if you get a loan greater than that, it's non-conforming. Loans under lower than that amount, $417,000, are conforming. And the rates are going to be a little lower for conforming. Doesn't relate to a lot of properties in Santa Barbara. But just since we're taking a look at interest rates, just to step back in time, back in 1980, the conforming loan amount was $93,750. And then it went up back in 1990. I started real estate in 88. It was $187,000. And then it jumped in 2000 to $252,000, and then it was $359,000 in 2005, and now it's $417,000. So they keep obviously keeping pace, increase with the times. Now there are two circumstances. I've done this before. See if you guys have been paying attention. How you can buy a property and get a conforming rate. In other words, if your loan is greater than the $417,000. How can you get the conforming rate? There are basically two ways, about five circumstances, but basically two ways to do it. And if you have a good memory, 564-1290 is the phone number, 564-1290. You can win a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria, the best pizza in town, located on San Andreas Street. Coming up, John Blankenship, a man with a broken leg. We'll find out mysterious circumstances surrounding that and what he's got to say about Urban Village and properties building downtown Santa Barbara. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.